Very excited to chat to Lisa Wells. Lisa happens to be the chief product actuary at FMI. We're focusing on life insurance as we're discussing adulting, actually, with respect to what we need to consider with respect to our moolah and how we manage it. Lisa, welcome to Breakfast with Refula. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right. So it's this time of our lives that we're busy talking about this morning about adulting and the surprises that catch us off guard. One of the things that Mario mentioned, for example, is saving. And I think considering your life insurance product and how you manage your life insurance is something that many of us don't put front and center. You know, there seem to be so many costs for us to cover. Won't you just give us a bit of a framework as to, you know, what's the percentage I should be putting away, for example, of my salary for my life insurance?
Look, it really is down to personal circumstances for every person. You've got to consider affordability. You've got to consider your specific needs. Everybody's at very different life stages. You know, a younger person may not have a family independence, so they might just want to protect their income. Versus somebody who's older who might have more dependents. And so I guess it's hard to put a figure on it, but our advice is always to make sure you do speak to a financial advisor and they can really do a financial needs analysis and make sure that you obtain the right cover for you. Because I think what we often find is that younger people are underinsured and older people are actually often overinsured because they take out large lump sums early on, but then when they're older, they don't need that cover anymore. So yeah, yes. A financial advisor really, really will help someone to do that.
So Lisa, help us understand this little twist, particularly with respect to the younger people, is that, you know, life insurance tends these days to come in a package with disability, dread and disability, and the like. And it seems as though that actually seems to be your bigger risk at a younger age, is that you will be, you know, out of income earning capacity for a period, more so than the fact that you might lose your life.
Sure. So I mean, this is at FMI, this is something we're quite passionate about, changing the way life insurance is sold in the industry. So when most people think about life insurance, they think about death cover and they think about funeral. So protecting your family or protecting your loved ones when they're gone. And yes, while that is obviously really important, we really try to encourage people to have a think about what happens while you are alive. If you have a critical illness or a cancer or a heart attack, or you are disabled and cannot perform your job, you know, your greatest asset is really your income, if you think about it. And particularly for younger people who don't have dependents, they aren't married yet. They think, well, I don't need life insurance because they're thinking about death cover, and I'm not gonna die now. It's not gonna happen to me.
Right.
But you know that impact on your family or yourself. I think this last year, this COVID year, even a short break in income can have quite a devastating impact on people.
Certainly. And of course, our heavy indebtedness is actually the issue, right? Be it a bond, be it a vehicle, you know, I think maybe the last year, the most painful thing that has been realized by people losing their roles or losing their income is, you know, I have this obligation that I need to pay, never mind just daily costs.
Yes, exactly. I mean, debt is definitely a need. I mean, it's often encouraged that you do take out insurance to be able to settle debts such as a home loan or other debt that if something happens to you, such as an illness or an injury or death even. And some banks might require that if you know, that you do have some insurance in place. So that is a definite need. But I think what we often find is that when people look at life insurance, they will take out significantly big lump sums of money to protect that debt, but then also to potentially look after your family once you're no longer around. And I guess we're trying to encourage the shift of perhaps leaving an income to your family after you passed away, or if something happens to you while you are alive, you know, having an income to replace what you would have been getting had you continued working, actually allows you to continue to live your life and pay your expenses had you, you know, had you been able to continue working or had you still been alive, if that makes sense.
That totally does. It's just, it brings into sharp focus once again how important enabling an economic environment is paramount, actually, for all of this. Lisa, thank you so much for this perspective. Chief Product Actuary at FMI. Thank you, Lisa Wells, for joining us this morning.